Why Earth Cannot Be Liberated by Force and an Introduction to the Astral Side of Things. Hello, thank you for being here with me once more. I hope you are very well today. I am Marie. Welcome to my channel. I take my information very seriously, and for whoever has eyes to see. I am writing this on the morning of May 28, 2025. After I published that my group has taken full control over the legal area of space corresponding to Earth, I know there have been several kinds of reactions. The first one is skepticism, simply because I am aware that countless other allegedly extraterrestrial communications, mostly those coming from New Age authors on Earth, not in space, say that they have attacked the evil side close to Earth, and therefore, its liberation is imminent. The forces of love and light are right around the corner, and as I have said countless times before, this never occurs. So here comes Marie and says the same thing, right? Well, no, there are big differences between what those other authors say and what I do, even though I fully accept that there is no direct tangible proof of anything they say, or I say, because the whole system, the very matrix of Earth denies the possibility of giving any mechanisms I have richly explained many times before. First, I am writing and transmitting all these words directly from a starship, and not from a basement somewhere on Earth, and I do so because I am fully involved in the action. Then, and this is for me the most important point, because I have seen that I was misunderstood here, by many people, I did not say that the Earth itself was liberated. All I said is that the Earth space was under our full control, which could be worded like in, we liberated the space around Earth, okay? Yes, we did, but that does not mean the entire planet has been liberated. Yet, it is a big step in that direction. No one can militarily liberate Earth because its problems are so complex that there isn't anything concrete enough to shoot at. In the first place, yes, there may be targets, but in the end what is oppressing Earth is its matrix, and those possible targets are only products of the same matrix, so taking them out will only cause them to respawn later on, as it is like trying to put out a fire by aiming the water at the flames and not at its base. There are useful targets, such as some of the dumps, because those contain people who are kept against their will, but that is another related story. Some of those dumps also contain part of the mechanism that mind controls the population of Earth into manifesting the matrix, which is their experimental reality, but they are manipulating them to create whatever is convenient for those who are controlling the planet from within and from outside. And this brings me to the most important subject of this video. No one can liberate Earth militarily. And no one can either by imposing their own ideas upon the human population, even if it is done with the best intentions, because we have no right to impose our values, ethics, and even spirituality upon someone else. And this last is what is manifesting the matrix of Earth, the group of values, perceptions, and levels of consciousness awareness of the human population are which sum up to create the matrix on that planet. As it does as well on any other one. The issue with the matrix on Earth, which distinguishes it from the matrix on other planets, is that it operates as a self-contained and self-generated closed system that sustains itself in a self-corroborating loop. The reality it embodies, the set of rules and ideas that define what is real and what is not, does not reflect the broader, more expansive cosmology, wherein Earth is merely one of many planets that host Lyrian human life. This matrix bubble Earth is in, isolates it from the rest of the galactic community, providing its inhabitants with a strong, dramatic, unique experience, yet such an isolation also facilitates its inhabitants to be used and abused by immoral beings who only want to take advantage of this situation. An example of this is the veil of forgetfulness most Earth humans have, and which is a key component of the matrix, Because if people were to abundantly remember their past lives on Earth and on other planets, then the self-corroborating, self-generated matrix on Earth simply would not be possible. People on Earth need to forget who they were before their present incarnation, for them to have a full experience there, and this is exploited by regressive opportunistic beings, with full mastery. The main way the people of Earth are being used and abused is by perception and mind control, from which nearly all the other problems stem. This external mind control does not let them develop a spiritual consciousness awareness progression, which in normal circumstances would cause them to manifest better things, a better life, for themselves. And this is why no one can liberate Earth militarily, because in the end, who is manifesting their reality and their matrix are the people themselves. All that we can do is remove the regressive external interference, which is causing their spiritual and consciousness awareness progression to stagnate. Without external interference, humanity would quickly evolve out of its problems, and would mature enough to softly and efficiently join the rest of the galactic community, in peace and harmony. All what we can do from up here, as your family and kin, is do our best to ensure that the development of humankind is not interfered with, and is left to evolve on its own, as humankind does have in itself the seed and the capacity to create wonderful things for itself and others. Humankind on Earth is its own cavalry. No one can liberate them from themselves. They must do the heavy lifting here and put their backs into it. They are the matrix, literally, to the point that if we took a community of humans to another planet, they would quickly gravitate towards adopting their old addictions, vices, and bad behaviors, simply because they do not know any other way to confront reality, existence, and its challenges. This means that if we were to liberate Earth by force, and this also includes aggressively making ourselves seen, for example by taking over all the media, to then impose our supposedly better ethics and governmental models, it would collapse all the concepts of reality of the vast majority of the population of Earth hold dear, much to the detriment of their wanted earthly experience. In other words, it would also cause a lot of suffering because of many reasons, including the emergence of religious and idea-based wars between different groups of humans, and which may also be caused because the narrative would inevitably be twisted into making the population of Earth think that the positive external non-Earth human forces are the true invaders, who would be said to also be attempting to mind control the population into thinking that they are positive. This would give the people of Earth, in their short-sightedness, and generalizing, of course, a reason to unite against the perceived invaders, even if those had the best of intentions in the first place. This also feeds the exact narrative the powers that be on Earth want, with their so-called false alien invasion, of which we here refuse to be a part. Imposing an aggressive and overt planetary liberation would only cause more problems for both the inhabitants of Earth and the external self-appointed positive forces, who would no longer be perceived as positive, and this without mentioning the extremely complex tsunami of exopolitical complications that would spawn from all this, between the so-called liberation forces and the other members of the galactic community. And after all that effort, humankind would inevitably gravitate towards developing their society as they have always done, with their same models, vices, and problems of old. Thus we, as good-willed external forces, would have achieved nothing. All the other human Lyrian civilizations can only help by being guides, and by kicking out external manipulative beings from the planet as best as possible. And I say, as best as possible, because here is where the astral side of things comes in, and this is so complicated I will have to explain as much as possible in several videos, as no single one would ever be enough. This brings another extremely complicated layer of the problem of Earth. Most of the regressive beings who are abusing humankind, and therefore causing its stagnation, are being created, are being manifested by humans themselves, as the result of their collective unconscious, as the result of their creative capacity, as they focus on their fears and not on better things. This is a fact that is vastly accepted by observing positive beings from outside the planet, yet it apparently is very difficult for humans on Earth to understand and accept this as a fact and not as scary fiction. Consciousness creates reality, and not only as a perception or an interpretation, because it also creates tangible, so-called material real objects and beings as well. Those beings who were created as tulpas and egregores emanating from the darkest core of the human collective unconscious are self-aware at least to some matrix-controlled level, and do not have a direct connection to the greater source, as they are secondary beings, who spawned utilizing the creative capacity of others who do have direct connection to source, Earth humans. All those beings that inhabit the so-called lower astral are interested in their own perpetuation. Therefore, they need the resources that created them in the first place, and those are human fear and the focused intention that came from it. This means that all those lower astral creatures, entities, demons, and so on, are very interested in keeping the human population in as low a vibration as possible, in fear, and with as much suffering as imaginable, so that they can obtain their desired and necessary manifestation energy. I have already explained that there are no physical existential realms, as all those subdivisions are only arbitrarily based on perception agreements and ranges, but in the end we can easily say that everything is astral, or in the astral, therefore the biggest part of this mess the Earth is in, is coming from non-physical existential realms, where the physical is only what is left in our limited perception of the so-called world of the living, as defined by what our biological five or six senses can provide us. In other words, what we perceive happening in the so-called world of the living is only the tip of the iceberg of all that is going on. My description of what is going on in the astral, which I will give in upcoming videos, is only what I can perceive and what others have shared with me. No one person can ever have a complete perspective of it, as it is incredibly complex, where it changes constantly and also depending on perspectives and points of view. This will be all for today. As always, thank you for watching my video, and for liking, sharing, and subscribing for more. It helps this channel grow a lot. And I hope to see you here next time. With much love and appreciation, your friend, Queen Marie, 1st of Teyagata.